The Army is pressing ahead with the development of a cloud-based solution for intelligence collection and analysis that's designed to replace and integrate several pre-existing systems with the goals of getting intelligence directly to the battlefield quickly and doing it efficiently. What's now called the Distributed Common Ground System Army, or DCGS-A, has been in the works for several years, and the Army is trying to make sure the momentum of its development doesn't slow down. Mary Lynn Schnur is the Chief Information Officer for Army Intelligence. She says the Army's been trying to make sure intelligence isn't just in the hands of senior commanders, but that it's instantly available and accessible to soldiers at the tactical edge. For instance, when they come across documents or digital data that they need to analyze quickly.
Soldiers want to know when they go and conduct a raid and they pull that pocket letter out. They want to be able to look those phone numbers and find out linkages, but they want to be able to do it right away. So we've put tools in place, things like TSETs, Tactical Site Exploitation Tools, that enable them to do exploitation right at that pointy end, right at that point of capture. Putting in things like sensing through the wall radars, being able to do that 3G wireless network to dismounted vehicles. It shows how much we have learned from the quick reaction capabilities that we put out there over the last decade, and we know we want to move them into an enabling type program of record so that they don't fall off, and then the next time we have a serious situation that we have to start over again and start developing QRCs again. So it's important to take things that work well and be able to move them into the future and sustain them.
The Army's been rolling out a third version of DCGS-A. It's the Army's share of the broader Defense Intelligence Information Enterprise, and the latest version is designed to fix some serious shortcomings identified by intelligence commanders in Afghanistan. The system included the military's first tactical cloud, coming online in March of this year. At the foundation layer of the intelligence gathering system, Schnur says, is a cloud construct that helps store and analyze data and makes it available to any piece of software the Army designs that can make use of it. She says the Army wants to modernize its network infrastructure, but it's not cloud for cloud's sake.
The bottom line is the focus is on the outcome, what we can get from the cloud. The key is access. It's all about the data, accessing the data from a myriad of sensors that are out there at all of those layers. And we all know also, cloud is not a cloud is not a cloud, as I mentioned earlier. We're really focused on that data-intensive algorithmic cloud. And we are leveraging and taking advantage of everything we can in the community, and I think that's how we'll be able to achieve some efficiencies. We don't want to start something that others are already doing and doing pretty well.
For instance, for geospatial data, the Army wants to use the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency as its provider and the National Security Agency for cryptological help. The system's already taking in data from the Defense Intelligence Agency and the Marine Corps. As of now, she says, DCGS-A provides access to 53 million records from 317 different data sources. The next steps over the next few years will be the integration of an app mall where intelligence users can select widgets that work for them, taking advantage of real-time data provided by DCGS-A.
We have to move from where we operated in the past, stovepipe environment, very hardware-centric, into the software-centric environment. That's a way that we can achieve some great efficiencies by changing the model in which we operate. We're just going to continue to enhance what we're doing today, getting more mobile apps out there, building that app mall store so that we can put all the apps out and just continue to add to them and get soldiers what they need rapidly, 30, 60, 90-day type activity.
Also on the to-do list, better security. Schnur says the Army needs a robust suite of auditing tools so officials can be alerted in cases where users are viewing intelligence information they don't have a justification for accessing.
We all know some of the very, very tragic incidents that have happened over the last couple of years. We don't want to see that happen again. How do we address the insider threat? You know, why is Paul in at 10 o'clock at night downloading, 20 megs of information on China? He's not the China analyst. You know, when the WikiLeaks happened, we had regulations and rules in place. They just weren't being followed. It's a people problem, very easily solved, coupled with technology.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.